Good morning, MGTOW men. The evil cult of kitten-eating fucking Satanists. Fuck. What a good day. Taking a little bit of proactive action here. Yeah, I was thinking about fifth gear. Yeah, I was thinking about you know how all these fucking head case women, I forget his name, the fiend, it does, or whatever, the fucking fiend, whatever, and he does that, shit. Better slow down. And yeah, that's better. I can see the speedo, which is a very important thing to fucking see when you're driving. Oh my god, you went 20 km over the limit, loss of license for fucking 3 months or some shit, you know. But losing my license right now is just terribly bad and I can't deal with it. So, by popping the camera up with a packet of aspirin, I can see the speedo. So this is good. Now I've been watching some of the videos put up by the something fiend guy who uses a character like a vampire type guy, you know, an anime sort of figure, and then he does a verbal narration of what he sees going on with these women, you know? And, you know, you go, oh, fuck, oh, no, you know? You know, it's kind of like, it's not to say that they are, that there are no decent sort of women about, and it's not to say that there are not some relationships that are worth pursuing, you know. And I think, you know, one of the things about Antifa and Black Lives Matter, or Black Lying Maggots, you know, and anti-fuck, you know, is that these people have been sort of who I'd say have grown up with no sort of strong compass, you know what I mean, to guide them, you know. No emotionally healthy men and no emotionally healthy women, you know. And, wow. So, I just had a thought, you know. Because if you live out in the middle of nowhere, there's plenty of thieving cunts around who will come and do your place over when you're not there, sort of stuff, you know. And I just saw an absolutely lovely old farmhouse, and I thought, unless you've got a sort of family sort of in attendance there most of the time, the fucking junkies in the area will come round and the junkies and the thieving cunts will come round and knock the fucking place over, you know. So that's no good, you know. So yeah, it was a nice looking farmhouse. But yeah, one of the things of having been through a really sort of, I guess, a broad ranging sort of spectrum of I won't say personalities or people, you know, is as I got sort of sucked into that brainwashing of you know, the earth is doomed, decarbonize the planet, fucking rah 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 rah, we're doomed, you know. And having given it some thought, and also on the basis of having been given some contrary information, and I've now reassessed my position, and, you know, I don't believe in this climate change sort of shit, you know, as in woman-induced climate change, you know. Because there's more of them and they use more resources for more worthless shit than men do, so it's all their fault, you know. But, you know, I've changed that position from being sort of, I won't say viciously brainwashed, but firmly committed to the cause, and then sort of going, oh, drama, 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 you know, and, you know, basically lynch the fucking coal miners and lynch bloody Scott Morrison and all these fucking stooges, you know, to, you I don't think carbon-based fuels are necessarily a bad thing, but I think combustion engine type technology could be improved. I also think efficiency in terms of fuel cells and cars that sort of hybrid, that they run off a solar cell stuck on the house roof or the bloody carport or whatever. I think that's a good idea. So I can, use batteries for all the short trips and a small motor for the longer trips, I think that's not a bad idea. But, my sort of main focus now is, winding right back on the fucking pollution, Is this fucking pack of cunts. Where are they? That gives me 15 minutes to get shit done, doesn't it? Yeah, it's the most corrupt council in Australia. They're all fucking... the councillors and the CEO, and they're all fucking shitheads. Lying, scheming, game-playing, covering up for each other, But anyway, so having been sort of indoctrinated into all the sort of fanaticism of the fucking end of the world scenarios from, decarbonating, fossil based fuels, and then sort of come out of it saying, well, it's sort of more, they've been predicting ice ages and fucking being scorched to death in perpetual plagues and million mile an hour winds and fucking just shit everywhere, I think carbon might play a part in it, but I also think that it's mostly solar cycles and fucking big picture stuff, And the climate is always changing. 10,000 years ago, the seas were 400 feet lower. And, that was in the time when barely a bonfire was ever fucking lit, Forget the industrialization of the world, So, all these predicted disasters every 5 or 10 years in the news cycles. Oh, we're doomed, So anyway, I've sort of come out of that and said, well, pollution's an issue. Pollution of the ocean, pollution of the fucking air, and pollution of the water, and pollution of the land, that is an issue. But yeah, what goes on is that. So in a sense, you know, all these sort of, to be a little bit compassionate, is the issue is that the Antifa and the is that with the Antifa type people, you know, and the black-lying maggots and that, I reckon some of those people just should be fucking shot outright, you know, just straight out. They're fucking scum, you know. But also to be a little, you know, just don't you have any fucking brains, you know what I mean? Going and burning down people's businesses and, you know, ganging up 50 to 1, you know, and beating some poor fuck to death, you know, dragging them out of their cars and doing their militant little bloody commie shit in the middle of the bloody intersections and stuff. Fucking run the cunts over, just fucking boof. Big truck, you know. You know, to go all American, to come through, say, like a 30-mile-an-hour zone at 100-mile-an-hour in a huge big fucking truck with a massive bull bar and just plough through a crowd of 1,000, I'd cheer at that, you know. Fucking just retarded scum, you know, attacking people in their cars and that. But, you know, to put a bit of a spin on this, a lot of people are coming out of families that are just so fucking fucked up, you know, and they've got no strong moral guidance, no strong sort of compass, no sort of, you know, no sort of grasp on the bloody tiller, you know, that's the big long handle sort of thing that, you know, you turn the fucking rudder with, you know, so you got to know what directions to go in for different choices and different outcomes, and you've got to be able to steer yourself in those directions with the, that's the example of a good, powerful men, you know, mentally and emotionally strong men and clear-minded men, men who have been raised well, you know. And when you get that sort of stuff lacking in society and you get all these feminist cunts, you know, and their bullshit, you know, that was an interesting noise. I'm not especially championing the cause, you know, these bloody fruitcakes and their fucking rainbow head shit, you know, and all their tattoos and crazies and stuff like that, but I kind of sympathise in a sense with them being raised in a way that doesn't give them hope or a future or a strong moral sort of compass, you know. They've got no sort of directions and they've got no sort of, they're locked into that sort of the land of the lost, I guess you could sort of call it. And so they just don't, you know, it's one thing to call them a bunch of fucking retarded cunts and losers and shit, you know, but if they don't know any better, then they can't do any better, you know. If they don't know how, then they can't fucking perform, you know. And, you know, so, you know, making fun of them, I mean, you know, that has a certain amount of fucking validity to it, but, you know, you know, there's also, there's the issue of pointing out what's going on with them and saying, you know, this is the fucking insanity of what they're coming out with. This is the double speak when they say this, they actually mean that, you know what I mean? And look at how they fucking lack the like the ability to process information in a cognitive sort of a sense, you know. And yeah. So that's all sort of well and good. But I think a little bit of kindness and a little bit of understanding is kind of necessary. Like, they don't, you can't help a fucked up. The idea is not to go and sort of rescue them from themselves, but to declare that they're fucked up and they have no options and there's no way out for them. Although, and essentially declaring them to be sort of worthless and incorrigible people who can't find their way out of this or work their way out of these issues and stuff, that's not a good thing either, you know. But I also think that's sort of one of those seesaw events that you have to balance. If you have to balance it between, what's the word? You have to balance it between acknowledging where they're at as people, what their likely outcomes are going to be, and also being able to plant some sort of seed of hope or the opportunity for change or the sort of, you know, that there's something else. Because if what they have isn't working and all that they get fed is more of this sort of bullshit that you got to stay locked into this shit by other really damaged people who are also saying you got to stay locked into this shit, you know, or you got to take our version of the bullshit, you know, and go along with that. So we'll accept you and you'll have peers and, you know, you'll have people to fucking have things to do with. That's just sort of the blind leading the blind, and then condemning them to that is not helpful either. So it's a balance between, you know, presenting an opportunity for a way out of this sort of crap versus accepting that most people don't want to change because it's hard and it requires hard work over time. And you know, that there's some people that no matter how kind you are to them or how nice you are to them or how much good you do for them, that most people won't improve, you know, and they'll keep on being fucking retarded cunts and keep on with all their crazy shit, you know, of all varieties, from, you know, sort of true borderline psychotic type stuff, and the sources of those, you know, whether it's biological brain malfunctions or fucking, you know, abuse and neglect and stuff, you know, or they come from really crazy families and they've had to adapt to that stuff in order to survive, you know. You know, so, yeah, it's a seesaw between the reality that there are opportunities for improvement and B, that you can plant a seed, but don't sort of hold your breath that they're going to fucking take it and then and that they're going to use it, you know. You know. And, but I think that the main issue or sentiment that I wish to sort of, that I wish to sort of put forward, that is, it's necessary to not take, you know, there's a sort of balance between pointing out that this is how they're operating and how really fucked it is, and this is why it's dangerous or bad for you to have much in the way of involvement with them, you know. But it's also the balance between sort of being a little bit caring and a little bit compassionate and what's the word? Yeah, I think the real crime is to deprive them of all hope for a better life and a better future, you know, by working, you know, that's by working on the issues that are present. Because if you can't see your way, it's like being in, it's like being, we used to joke about, you know, Idi Amin being black, you know, and saying it's darker than Idi Amin down a coal mine at midnight without any lights, you know. It's like, how in the fuck can you see your way out if you've never had the vision, you know? And if you're, one of the problems with crazy families is that they teach you that doing things contrary to the rules of the family is taboo, you know, going outside the family for help and asking for help and looking for better options and all this other sort of stuff is taboo. You know, you're not supposed to talk about what's really going on in the family. You're supposed to sort of go into denial and cover everything up, you know. And, you know, you're supposed to go along with all the bullshit and pretend it's all right. And that's that sort of, that's what sort of, that's sort of operating on all these issues at a really deep level is the, you know, is the hard thing, you know. That's the sort of unconscious sort of programming. It's like, you know, it's like paddling across the mouth of the Amazon, you know. The river's like 5 miles wide or some shit, you know, and really fucking deep, you know. And, you know, you're being in a little canoe and paddling across the surface, but what's actually holding the canoe up is an enormous amount of fucking psychic slash role modelling slash emotional fucking undercurrents of stuff that's so deep. And when you're disconnected from why you are, based upon the conditioning and abuse and neglect and all sort of stuff that you went through, well, you're actually living in an adaptation of surviving that sort of stuff on one hand. And, you know, you got to be sort of kind of, you have to adapt to that shit in order to survive it, but it doesn't, it robs you of having a present and a future, you know? So, yeah, you know. So I think it's about time to go and see these fucking dickheads. All right. I'll catch you later. Bye.